Hello and welcome. I'm Roberta Jerram from GiantsPotential.com, the online British network supporting women entrepreneurs and small business owners who dare to dream a little bit bigger. Now, I have on the line with me today a woman entrepreneur I've known, I think, since the beginning of 2013. Her name is Kerri-Ann Orr, and she actually features in my book, Small Business Giant Potential. And she's going to be speaking to us today from her home in Seville in Spain. Welcome, Kerri.
Hello, Roberta. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Now, I'm going to just tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do. We're talking about systems today. But I've recently read a quote online. Zig Ziglar once said for business owners, it's lack of direction, not lack of time, that is the problem. We all have 24-hour days. And that really resonated with me, and I literally saw that this morning just before coming on to this call with Kerri-Ann, and just thought, wow, that's so right, isn't it? Now, Kerri-Ann is the systems superwoman. She educates business owners on the profitable power of a super systemized business, and she says that it's the quality of your systems that dictate the quality of your results. Now, she calls herself a not-so-closet geek, who likes to find, share, and create the easiest, simplest ways to creating money for business owners using the internet as your system. So, oh gosh, where do we start? I know on today's call, Kerri, you're going to be talking about what it is that you teach about systems. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
And we'll go into why it's important to have them in your business and why it's important to learn how to implement the right systems that can enhance your business. So, firstly, Kerri, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? What made you go to Spain, firstly?
Well, I was very lucky. I came to Spain by default. My husband got a job here with his firm. So it was quite a rash decision, I think. From the moment that he mentioned there was a job going to the moment we moved out was about 3 months.
Yeah.
I haven't looked back. I love it. It's really good.
And how long have you been there now?
I'm coming up for 2 years. Yeah. Coming up for 2 years. So not long, really. Not long enough to master the language yet, but I am trying.
And you're a mum, that's right, isn't it?
It is, yes. I have a 7-year-old son who is mastering the language at a fairer rate of knots than I am, for sure. We live here with my son and my dog as well.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about what's the story behind becoming the systems superwoman? Love to know what that's all about.
The system superwoman was a name given to me by one of my clients. She was trying to think of a name for my business, for what I do, that sort of says everything about me. And bizarrely enough, this was one that came to her in the shower one morning. Right. And she said, as you do, you think of these things in the funniest of places. And she actually came back to me and said, the system superwoman, that's it. Prior to that, I was the systems coach, and my company still is the systems coach. Mm-hmm. So the system superwoman really is sort of a nickname that stuck, and I quite like it. Because really, I feel that I am a superhero for some of my clients' businesses. So I quite like that name. But I started off doing systems. I've always sort of dealt with putting processes together with businesses, doing quality management systems, project management. That's a lot of my background, as well as training and online software. So that's my actual background. I ran a virtual assistant business for a number of years. That was my first ever business. And for that, I had to obviously put a lot of systems in place for my clients. And to be honest, it was the part of the work that I really enjoyed doing. I had a team behind me who would do a lot of the PA and admin stuff, and it was such a successful model that I was doing that I decided to franchise it. So I created a big franchise opportunity.
Yeah.
And it was great. I had everything. I had all my systems, the way that we did things, all sort of videoed really nicely and full instructions on everything that they could possibly have to do for their clients. And I went about selling these franchises, and I employed a large global recruitment company to actually put the word out about this franchise, this opportunity that I had developed. Mm. And then I became a victim of my own success, because in the first 24 hours, I had over 450 responses to my franchise offer. Mm. And I had, I think by the end of the first week, it had gone up to over 800. So the difficulty was that whilst I had a team in place who were running and helping to run my part of the franchise, my own sort of business, for the actual franchise, it was really just down to me. And this is where I fell down, because I had systems in place to run the business. I didn't really have enough good enough systems to run the place and the franchise. So it was, to actually deal with that amount of applicants. So there I was at all hours trying to shift through application forms, ring up the ones that I really liked, and to be honest, it got too much. And so unfortunately, it fell through, I had a lot fall through the gap. Mm. That was a massive learning curve. And it taught me that, even with the best will in the world, you can still overlook certain systems. So basically, I have come out of that business. I kept that business going for a little while. I realized quite quickly on that I had fallen out of love with it. Mm. So I sold that business and decided to take things right back to simplicity, right back to the beginning, and just concentrate on creating the systems for people and getting to the stage where, people have crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's in their business, so they have, thought of everything. And I've created a quick route map to enable business owners to do that. And that's actually available as a download on my website. So at the end of the call, people can download that if they wish.
Fantastic. So, that's an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kerry. I think, that to have come from that place and obviously had that amount of learning, and to just, as you say, stripped it right back to the beginning, takes a huge amount of courage to do. But clearly it gave you that much clarity around what your systems needed to be and how you could help others, I'm guessing. Is that about right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it highlighted so many things for me. It was almost like a great epiphany. I realised that, the franchise itself, I sold three franchises. So, that there was definitely legs with it. But I'd sort of got to the stage where actually I realised very quickly it wasn't what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be managing people. I didn't want to be managing other people's businesses, because effectively as a franchise owner, there would have been a lot of that involved.
Yeah.
The bit that I actually enjoyed was the setting up, the going in and helping people really get sort of started, established and out there, to get their business to a stage where they can do the things they want and it runs smoothly and efficiently. So that was really the epiphany moment for me and definitely a turning point, because it highlighted all the things that was great about my business and all the things that wasn't so great about my business. actually, from there I got to think, well, actually, this is what I really love doing. I love that creation part. I love that organisation part. And actually, this is, really where my strengths lie. So the systems coach was born. And it's been actually very successful. It's been, I've worked with some great names in our industry. And for me, it satisfies my nosy curiosity, because I get to sort of see inside all sorts of people's businesses and how they run and how they operate. It gives me access to lots of different software as well, because I am a software geek. Mm. I like to see how things work. So for me, it's a win-win, and for my clients it's a win-win also, because I'm getting them streamlined and simplified. That's the systems coach, the systems superwoman.
Right. Now, so you talk about systems. What I mean, is this, Frank, kind of a really basic question? What is actually a system? It's not just the technology, is it? It's processes, etc. Is that, am I right in thinking?
Absolutely right. And this is a, it's a very, very good question, because it's something that I think a lot of people don't really understand. If you like, a system is a set of rules. It's a set of sort of routines that govern certain behaviours. So, for example, you might have a marketing system, and your marketing system consists of several subsystems. And your subsystem might be, you have a social media. That's probably a really, really popular one to use. You have a social media system. So something that helps you to, some sort of routine that you have with regards to posting on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, everything like that. And it's a routine that you want something to happen. It's all about sharing your content. So, for example, your task might be you write the content. Then your virtual assistant's task might be that you take that content that you've written and you split it up into tweets, blog posts, and then you share it amongst several different sites on the internet, and then you set up tweets to say this is where you can find it. So these can all be little tasks within this sort of system, this social media system. And that's a part of your marketing system. It won't be the only system within the marketing system. I'll call it subsystem because otherwise it does get confusing. Yeah. So basically you would start at the very top level. You would have your marketing system in your business. Underneath that, you would have your subsystem, which would be, for example, social media marketing. Another subsystem might be offline marketing. Another system might be your content creation system. So all these things, but they all come under the one umbrella. And then from there, each system is made up of tasks. Okay, and it's when you really drill down into it, it's the tasks that you can outsource to other people, and so they actually have certain tasks within their role to create those systems for your business.
And it's important to have these systems in place to just get a better result, because if it's all systemized, that is what's going to lead you to those results, rather than a sort of a haphazard random approach to, oh, I think I feel a bit like doing this today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the thing is, one thing I do say is all systems should be flexible, and they should all be, they're fluid, you know, they need to work with your business. So, and depending on what type of business you are, whether you're a solopreneur, or whether you are a larger business, whether you're, you know, sort of aiming to be a larger business with employees or with virtual staff or what have you, you know, your systems really need to be documented. They need to be documented so that it's a routine that you're creating. And when you're creating that routine, then it's easier for you to go back and you can make changes if something's not working for you. You can actually update it. But more importantly, as you grow as a business, it becomes easier to start outsourcing stuff and working with team members. If all your team members know what's expected of them, what tasks and processes that they are responsible for in your business, it makes it much easier for them to work proactively. The other purpose of a system, probably the most important purpose of a system, is down to money, down to profits. Without proper systems in place within your business, you are leaking profits, without a doubt. You know, whether it's the time that you're spending on Facebook because you're not managing your distractions, and I know we're all guilty of this, me too, but, the time that you're spending actually could be time spent making 2-3 phone calls in a day, and those 2-3 phone calls might actually get you business.
Yeah,
you know, might actually get money in your bank. And I suppose the systems, what they do is they actually help you to focus on the important stuff. Now, I still feel that actually distraction, you can't totally obliterate distractions from your business, but what you need to do is build in time for distractions. So it's almost like you, when you're planning out your week, you can say, right, I have an hour here. And this hour I can surf, I can do whatever I want, you know. Or I can slot in that person that's quickly come on and given me this great opportunity that I really want to look at. But, you know, so you build in time for your distractions, yeah, and you set a timer. Use a timer to make sure that actually what you're doing is you know, really, really sort of focused and really, you know, used properly. You're not sort of just wasting time. You are actually, okay, I've got an hour free. More often than not, when you do it like that, actually you won't be so distracted. You'll be more productive anyway.
I love that. Build in time for distractions. Not many people talk about that. That's wonderful.
I think really, it's a really important
thing. Rather than sort of getting told off by, you know, as we were all at school, you know, you get told off because we're not being productive or profitable or whatever with our business. It's actually okay to do that, but it's just allowing a small amount of time to do that kind of stuff. I get it. Brilliant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, for me, my own personal one is, obviously I'm an hour ahead here in Spain, mm-hmm, from the UK, yeah, and my target market is based in the UK. But I find that from up until I drop my son off at 9 o'clock, and I come back here, and basically up until 10 o'clock Spanish time, which is 9 o'clock UK time, so I'm lucky because it'll never notice in yeah, UK yeah, time to my yeah, target yeah, audience. But for that hour is my distraction time. I don't check my emails. I do check Facebook, I do check Twitter, and I do check other things, but that's my distraction time every morning. So and the reason is because what I do is that helps me to keep up to date with what's going on in my industry, what's going on with my clients, my prospects, and it's using social media for that. And I'm literally just there, and I'm reading, and I'm taking in information. I'm also mm-hmm, storing things, which is quite a useful tip. I'm storing things to publish on my Facebook timeline.
Yep.
Okay, so you know that it's a very useful time, but it is distraction. Really, it's not particularly getting money in the bank.
So, I just realised now we've kind of gone past it a little bit, but I was going to ask a question: what are the top three things, the top three sort of most important things that we need to think about in terms of our systems? You already talked about profit and productivity. Were they going to be two of them, or did you have something else for this answer?
One of them, no. My top three, I think when you're creating systems for your business, there are three things really you need to consider. First and foremost, we've talked about profit. We've talked about, you know, what's your budget to create the system? Because don't be fooled into thinking a systemized business means that everything's done for free or everything's going to just work automatically for you. You know, building a business, you still have to put in a lot of effort to make sure it works. And as with any system, it's only ever as good as the people that are actually adhering to it.
Mm-hmm.
So profit. What is your budget for the system? And what is it going to mean for your profits? What is it going to mean? What difference is it going to make? You know, it's pointless having a system that's costing you money. And we can talk about, I know it's a slight digression, but it's a brilliant example. Infusionsoft is a fantastic piece of software, okay? And a lot of people hear other people talking about how fantastic Infusionsoft is. So they'll go out and they'll get that installed in their business, and it's costing them $300 a month, plus, I think, a $2,000 setup to begin with. So they're paying $300 a month. Actually, their business doesn't really need it. It's like putting a nail in with a, you know, using a hammer to hit a pin tack. You know, it's there are other software out there that will actually do the job far cheaper and more simplified that suits their business better. Okay. So, it's an idea, you know, think about what these things mean for your profit. You can go and get a system and you can include Infusionsoft in it, but actually, do you really need that? Is it necessary for your business? You know, that's a really, really key question. The second thing I would say is people. The who. Who is involved in this system? You know, what are their requirements? So is it a system that involves your clientele? Is it a system that involves your staff? And then the third item would be purpose. So how will this simplify your operations? What are you actually going to gain from putting the system in there. So, for example, you have a system for Twitter. What are you actually going to gain from it? You could gain a lot of followers, but are you actually measuring, because this is another really, an extra bonus, if you like, really important part of systems, test and measure. But I think that goes without saying for every aspect of business anyway. When you do anything, any actions in your business, always test and measure it. See what happens, see what the response is, see if you're getting value for money. Because you could be spending hours on Twitter and actually not getting a bean from it. It's not actually putting anything to your bottom line, but it's costing you money. Because it's costing you time.
Mm.
You know, so that's, you know, to me, they're the three sort of, three most important things: people, profit, and purpose.
Love it. I love the fact that you use these letters as well that sort of help you remember these things.
Yes,
I can tell that it's a systematic mind that you've got to come up with these little slogans. I love it.
I have been told that I think in flow charts, which I haven't yet worked out, but
that's
a good thing we're
about right, yeah. So, Kerry, you've explained a bit about how you can help and support people in business. Now, I know that you've got a particular product that could really be helping the people that might be listening today. It's called Systems Sorted Sessions. Is that right? Could you tell us a bit more about that and what
yes,
we can offer the giant potential members, if you wouldn't mind?
Of course, absolutely. The Systems Sorted Sessions are really, really simple. It's a up to two-hour phone call initially with me, one-to-one. I'm a great believer in working one-to-one with my clients because I think actually when you're working this closely with people's businesses, you really need it needs to be tailored. It needs to be bespoke to them.
Yeah.
So it's a one-to-one telephone call with me for up to 2 hours where basically we will go through an area of your business, whether it's you need to discover the joy of tech. So you need to write an idea of software for your business, what will really work with you, for you. Cheaper alternatives for Infusionsoft, for example. Or whether it's actually you need some help with regards to your customer retention. You've got a lot of customers on board, but actually they come on board and then they disappear off again. So you need some sort of system in place to help retain them and help, get more clarity and on what it is you could be doing to turn that around. So really, it's all about systems in your business, areas of your business that you're struggling with. And what I do is I go through, I find out what the issue is, what it is we can do to improve it. Then you get a copy of the call as a recording. You will also get my recommendations put out on a personalised email for you. And on top of that, there's a follow-up call of 30 minutes so that we can actually go back and revisit to see, what of my recommendations you've implemented, if any, what difference it's made, areas where you haven't quite grasped it or you need some further clarification. So that's all that's included. And full details of that are on my website. And I'll give you a link in just a moment. But what I'm doing is I normally sell these at $247. And what I'm doing exclusively for Giant Potential members is I'm offering them a discount of $50 off the price of these sessions. So it means they only pay $197. And there's 10 of these places available at that price. What they would need to do is use, I have a code for them to use, Roberta, which is GP50OFF. And what it is I'll, that they can book online using my automated system. And then they can get that discount of $50 and basically we will then set up, they'll get access to my calendar and we can then set up the calls. And so the link, do you want the link? It's http://systemssuperwoman.com/GP. Okay, so there's no www in there. It's just systemssuperwoman.com/GP.
That's great. And I think perhaps that link is then tracked, isn't it, so that we can see people who come from where we've shared it and so forth.
Absolutely, yes. And again, it's another one of my systems. I like to make sure that everything's tracked so I can see who's clicking, you know, where links are being clicked on. And I think it's a very telling part of automating your marketing, especially when you're doing stuff online, to actually know where, you know, when you're putting up links, you're putting them in your newsletter, you're putting them in all sorts of places, to actually track them. And there's lots of simple software you can use that will do that for you as well. Of course, if you want to know more, I can tell you on one of my System Sorted sessions.
That is brilliant. Kerry, I just think that, you know, I know full well what you've got to share is going to be of, you know, highly valuable to people listening. If you could sum up in a word what you might maybe have done for a client of yours in particular that you can think of, sort of from how they came to you. I know we haven't got very long now, but sort of how they came to you, maybe completely overwhelmed, and then how you've managed to literally sort them. Have you got any stories or anything that you can share with us at all?
I've got lots of stories. I've got lots of stories, but I think by far my personal favourite has to be Nicola Bird. And Nicola Bird, you may or may not have heard from her.
Yep.
She's an amazing woman who has set up Jigsaw Box, which is an online coaching tool.
Yep.
And she set that up from scratch. And when I first met her about 5 years ago now, Nicola was doing really well. You know, the things were progressing. She was going to start working with virtual assistants and getting people on board to sort of really help automate her stuff. So although things weren't particularly falling through the gaps so much for her, what she was finding was that she wanted to go on holiday. She was desperate for a holiday, but she was too frightened to take time off because there was too much going on in her business and she couldn't find a suitable time to be able to take time off. So what we did was I went through and I spent some time with Nick, and I created systems for her in her business, and I helped her to get more organized with what she was doing and more organized with regards to helping her staff work more proactively. And Nick went on to create, you know, her business now brings in sort of, has had six-figure months. So she's certainly done very, very well in her business. And what I really, really loved most of all about working with Nick was that I went back and saw her earlier this year, and I had a little meeting with her just to see how she was getting on, and I found out that she's still using some of the systems that I implemented in her business 4 years ago. So that, for me, was probably the loveliest thing I could have heard. It made my day.
Big volumes, fantastic.
I know.
Story. And I know a lot of people listening to this are going to know who you're talking about, which is amazing to know that you're behind the scenes and to help with that. So, wow, amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, I've just realised what the time is, and we don't have a great deal of time now. But so thank you so very, very much, Kerry. It's been, well, the time's gone really quickly. So I know it's mainly coaches, consultants and creative entrepreneurs that you work with, isn't it? So
that's correct.
If anybody
yeah.
comes under those categories, if you're listening to this now and thinking, I absolutely need Kerry to sort me out, then System Sorted Sessions sounds like it might be for you. Follow the link that I'm going to share with this audio, and I'm sure Kerry will be sorting you out very, very soon. Thanks again very much for your time, Kerry.
Thank you so much, Roberta. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.